The artist Burna Boy fills up arenas around the world with fans who come to hear his music. And now he's dipping a toe into a different medium with a documentary short about environmental destruction in the city where he grew up, Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Everybody is made a smoker because of the exposure to the black soot.
This is a city on Nigeria's southern coast. More than 3 million people live there.
That's the place that taught me about life, really.
The film shows images of black smoke in the air and floodwaters in the streets. Burna Boy told me, as bad as it is for everyone in Port Harcourt, those who have the least power feel it the most.
The people who have the worst end of the stick, you know, the people who have basically been forgotten by everyone and by the government and by the powers that be, and, you know, just forgotten. Mm-hmm. To me, that's the part that really breaks me the most, you know, to see that there's actually people that have been forgotten.
And when you show up in your hometown and you meet these people, what do they say to you? You, this global superstar who's, you know, made it huge on the world stage.
Man, I mean, obviously it's a combination of, oh, people wanting to know how to just get out of the situation they're in. And after that, it's usually like, you know, they just want to hear stories, and, you know, they still keep smiles on their faces. It's still, I don't know, it's almost like my people are superhuman, man. Like, we don't, it's, you know, like, no matter what happens, we still find a way to put smiles on our faces, man. It's, you know, even when we should be crying all day long.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a song called Whiskey on your latest album, which touches on some of the themes in the documentary. I want to listen to a little bit of it with you.
Some people bind and cast. Some of them pray and fast. As is a pastor, then they fast. She'll not the thing we got command. Because of oil and gas. My city so dark. Pollution make the air turn black. Every man have to stay on guard.
So, Burna Boy, tell us about how you approach the task of interpreting these themes through music.
I mean, for me, that's the easiest part for me, because I feel like that's, I don't know, something I've always done. Is, I feel like for me, that's the most special thing about music, you know, is the fact that it can be a source of real-time newscasting in a way, even in the way that people that who not watch the news, because all they hear is bad news and they feel like it's boring or whatever. Like, they can't escape this reality. This, you know, like, for me, putting in the music is the easiest part.
Is there any part of you that's afraid when you go from singing about good times to instead singing about bad times, fans might say, eh, that's not what we're here for?
Well, then they should. I have no problem losing fans because of that. So that's not something that
that's you've got not enough fans by now.
Exactly. I have no problem. Anybody who is not comfortable with hearing the reality, my reality, has no business being my fan.
That was Burna Boy. His short film on Port Harcourt, Nigeria, is called The Black River Whiskey Documentary. Tomorrow, we'll talk with him about his music career and his latest album called Love Damini.
Then they pray me a ball and stagger, so I'm moving cloak and dagger. Might see me in a black bandana, in a Lambo with Joey Zaza.